New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection spokesman Larry Haines says starting in January, all water suppliers in the state will have to install treatment systems if they detect levels of PFNA higher than 13 parts per trillion.
All systems across the state will have to test for it. We don't have indications that this is widely prevalent in water systems across the state.
Haines says elevated levels of PFNA were found in about a dozen water systems along the Delaware River, where there were some past industrial sites and treatment systems were put in place or wells were taken offline. Studies found that PFNA may affect liver and immune system function, increase cholesterol levels, and cause delays in the development of fetuses and infants. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.